Track 12. Student's Book. Unit 1. Page 17. Exercise 1.
Professor Ramsey, can you explain what globalization is?
Well, it's hard to define the term globalization briefly. It can be said that globalization is a process by which people, companies, and governments all over the world can integrate and interact.
In other words, we can say that the world has become smaller and is now a village. A global village, isn't it?
Correct. It is easier to do business because of better transport, the internet, and more trading between countries. It is also easier to work in another country.
How has this happened?
During the last 3 decades, a large number of governments around the world have been acquiring the systems of free markets and maximizing their potential and opportunities for international business. Additionally, they have been working towards the elimination of limitations to business and trade of goods and services across the world.
Which are the most important factors behind this process?
Well, there's little doubt that technology has been one of the chief drivers behind globalization and has transformed the habits of both consumers and marketers. Thanks to technology development, goods are easily transferred from and received by countries, and business deals, mergers, and acquisitions have become a common thing these days.
Now, let me ask you a controversial question, Professor Ramsey. Is globalization a good or bad thing?
Oh, that's a difficult question to answer. As you know, there are always two facets of the same coin, and globalization has many advantages, but it implies a few disadvantages too. I would like to add that, even with equal advantages and disadvantages of globalization, it is hard to conclude if it is a joy or a main problem to the world.